You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Shovak Das. Last week, Nvidia briefly overtook Apple to become the second most valuable company in the world at $3.01 trillion. Even as Nvidia shareholders and its chief executive rejoiced, analysts and watchers of the company claimed the future may not be so easy. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. What explains Nvidia's rise to the top? Nvidia's rise to the top was drastic, fueling its sharp uptick from a mid-tier tech company to one of the biggest in the world in less than 2 years. At the heart of this growth is artificial intelligence. As OpenAI's ChatGPT became popular, Nvidia's graphics processing unit chips, once known only among gamers, took the spotlight. The biggest enterprises globally made a beeline for its chips, which today have a waitlist that runs in 2 years. Nvidia's GPU technology supremacy also allowed it to control prices, placing it at the right place at the right time to catch the biggest AI boom yet. Is it comfortable or under threat already? Not under threat, but it is certainly looking over its shoulders. CEO Jensen Huang in March unveiled its largest and most capable GPU chip, called Blackwell. The company is also looking at Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, its chipmaking partner, to help ramp up production capacity. But it can't accelerate as fast as it needs to. Around the world, demand for AI deployments across enterprises, data centers, and researchers has skyrocketed. This is seeing multiple brands come to the fore as rivals, while talks have already begun on reducing generative AI's dependence on the heavy computing power of GPUs. Who are Nvidia's biggest rivals? Intel and AMD. Intel's history and expertise in making chips led it to announce Gaudi 3, a dedicated AI chip taking on Nvidia's in-demand H100. The other rival is AMD's MI300X GPU, which is ramping up output and enterprise uptake. Industry observers say even if Nvidia claims superior performance, firms are likely to prioritize availability over performance. Is big tech also affecting Nvidia? Yes. Nvidia's biggest customers include Google parent Alphabet, e-commerce behemoth Amazon, social media giant Meta Platforms, and tech conglomerate Microsoft. Industry estimates peg as much as 40% of Nvidia's sales to be accounted for by one of these four. Alarmingly for Nvidia, each of these firms has invested in its own AI chip to reduce reliance on Nvidia. If this plays out, Nvidia's power may diminish and affect its market cap. Its sales, however, may not immediately decline thanks to the vast troves of pending orders. Is any of this of concern to India? Investment platform Fisdom estimates Indian shareholder exposure of over 400 crore rupees to Nvidia through mutual funds. A drop in the company's market cap and share prices can affect those that have bet on tech-driven funds. However, for Nvidia, India is a small market. Less than 1% of its global revenue is generated in the country. Due to India's stature as a growing economy, Huang would want to maintain good relations. But, at this very moment, India may not be the top priority for the company. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.